Upon entering the showroom of the Southtown Expo Center, I was asked at the gate if I was carrying a firearm. I've never owned a gun, but my apprehensiveness about fitting in made me think about saying yes. Good thing I didn't. Loaded guns aren't allowed here. Many, many unloaded guns are here, though. They're for sale at booths all across the expansive room. And not just guns. Ammunition, knives, swords, tasers, nunchucks, ninja stars, and just about any weapon you can think of. There's even a booth loosely themed on selling weapons and supplies for a zombie attack. While I'm strolling along, mulling over a nunchucks purchase, I notice Greg Brown sitting at a booth in the corner. He's a caricaturist with over 20 years of experience. I sit down to get my mug drawn, and I ask him if he usually works gun shows.
You know, I mostly do art festivals and fairs, special events, parties, whatever. Haven't ever done gun shows until last weekend, and that just because of the growing activity in gun shows and hearing from other vendors that they do well at them. And so I'm experimental and I'll come give it a try.
Brown says business has been relatively slow, but he theorized that this might be a less active time for the gun show in general. After talking to some attendees, that seems to be the case. In a matter of minutes, Brown hands me a frighteningly accurate cartoon drawing of my face. I walk around a little more, and I notice that Brown wasn't the only oddball in the bunch. I see jerky vendors, jewelry and handbags, even a baker selling loaves of bread and sweets.
You know, I do Asiago cheese bread, I do an Asiago jalapeno, then I do some sweet bread, some cranberry walnut, cranberry orange. We do some focaccia with garlic and rosemary, sun-dried tomato.
That's Volker Ritzinger of Volker's Bakery. You may remember Volker's Bakery from the Park City Farmers Market. Ritzinger is the market's manager. That's right. The guy in charge of the Park City Farmers Market is selling fresh baked cinnamon rolls at the gun show.
We only do farmers markets in the summer. We do about 30 of them a week. And in the winter, I set up here at the Southtown Expo and I do all the shows. And especially gun shows, we do well too. It really has nothing to do with guns, but you know, the guys buy expensive guns and bring a loaf of bread home from the girls so they get away with spending all that money. So we fit in, you know, with our bread at the gun show.
I'm led from the aroma of baked bread to another fragrant potpourri. Across from the zombie killer booth is another unexpected merchant, Scentsy. If you don't know what Scentsy is, it's a candle warmer company that sells perfumed waxes. Scents are cleverly named and include Enchanted Mist, A Garden of Love, and for the Scentsy man in your life, Business Casual. I catch Tom Miller of Magna consulting his girlfriend over the phone at the Scentsy booth. He's here to buy a scope for his .308 rifle. But at the moment, he's more interested in an owl-shaped candle holder, along with some room-smelly things, as he calls them.
I mean, I like the fact that it's more than just the gun things. I mean, people could bring their wives and stuff and not be, oh, look, there's a shotgun or whatever. I mean, they got purses and everything else here. So it's kind of nice to have that. That's why you see as many people as you do. It's not just a guy thing. They bring their girlfriends and wives, too. So I like that fact.
From Scentsy to Yarn Knitted Crafts, Mitch McKinley, the owner and director of the Rocky Mountain Gun Show, says these vendors didn't end up here on accident. Actually, he's made an effort to avoid what he calls a swap meet atmosphere.
We try to look at what they have to offer and what's being sold and see how that will fit in with the rest of the items here. For instance, the Scentsy candle lady. You know, we already have one, so when we have two other ladies call up to say they'd like to sell Scentsy candles as well, we obviously can't let another Scentsy candle in.
Did you have two other ladies call in?
Oh, we've had other ladies come in.
You heard that right. Scentsy ladies are clamoring to get into the gun show. And by a cursory assessment of Scentsy sales at this gun show, it looks like a pretty sweet gig. On the way out, I was asked again if I had any guns with me. I hadn't purchased any weapons, but let's do an inventory of my gun show goodies. A loaf of jalapeno bread, dipping sauce, a novelty hand towel, a finger puppet, a caricature drawing of my face, two Scentsy waxes, and a Park City Farmers Market reusable shopping bag. Probably the wimpiest gun show haul ever. But it goes to show you that the gun show isn't just about guns these days. It's also about commerce. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ryan Cunningham.